From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish-backed rebels have taken at least four villages and one town from Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria. The Turkish military, along with its Syrian rebel allies, is in the fifth day of a campaign to drive Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants out of the Syrian border town of Jarablus. There are reports that Turkish airstrikes claimed the lives of at least 35 civilians in the border area. The Turkish military said Sunday its airstrikes killed 25 Kurdish militants. It denied that civilians had been killed. The Turkish military also said it is committed to protecting civilians. Elsewhere, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian government helicopters Saturday dropped two barrel bombs on a funeral in eastern Aleppo, killing at least 23 people. And Syrian rebels and their families continue evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Diriyah as part of an agreement reached late Thursday. Officials say Afghan security forces are preparing to retake a district in Paktia province that fell to the Taliban on Saturday. Authorities say dozens of Afghan troops have been killed in the fighting. There are also reports of fighting in several northern and northeastern Afghan provinces, including Kunduz, Baghlan, and Takhar. Also, Taliban insurgents have made significant advances in Helmand provinces. Forces loyal to Libya's unity government Sunday began pushing into the last areas of the city of Sirte, still held by the Islamic State group. A number of Libyan fighters have been killed in the military operation to take the city, which was seized by IS forces in 2015. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump told a crowd in Iowa Saturday that policies of the Democratic Party are to blame for what he called the deplorable conditions in many of America's inner cities. He has called Hillary Clinton, his Democratic opponent in the November 8th presidential election, a bigot, but opinion polls show Clinton with a huge lead among black voters. Trump's campaign says he plans to visit black communities in the coming weeks to make direct appeals for their support, including a stop in the troubled city of Detroit, Michigan.
Milletim idam istiyor, değil mi?
That's Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He's repeating support for the death penalty. He says its reinstatement is backed by a majority of Turks. At a rally Sunday in Gaziantep, Mr. Erdogan told supporters, that his remarks are directed at members of Turkish parliament as well as the public. FARC rebel commanders in Colombia have ordered a final ceasefire at the stroke of midnight Sunday. It is part of a permanent peace agreement the group reached with the government. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos already had announced that the Colombian military will lay down its arms against the rebels on Monday. The agreement is expected to be put to a referendum next month. The impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff heard a third day of testimony Saturday. Senators interrogated two witnesses called by the defense, both of whom said Ms. Rousseff did not break the law. The suspended president is on trial for allegedly breaking rules regarding the administration of the government budget. In a communique Sunday, the foreign ministers of France, Germany, and Poland affirmed the need for cooperation among European Union nations as Britain prepares to leave the bloc. The ministers met in Germany to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Weimar Triangle Political Forum. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said the EU needs to work and to work better. The ministers called for flexibility in reflecting the different ambitions of member states regarding integration. They called also for the creation of an annual European Security Council meeting of EU heads of government. Supporters of Gabon President Ali Bongo and his chief rival Jean Ping are both claiming victory and alleging fraud in the African nation's presidential election. Pakistani officials say security forces have raided a madrasa in Quetta and that they have rounded up about 100 Afghan nationals suspected of having links to militant groups. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.